各位亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎来到原味美语课堂。 Julia 将带您体验美国哈佛、美国纽约大学的口语课堂学习内容。今天我们首先来回顾一下 Jack 和 Tim 的窃窃私语。 Hey, that girl over there is checking you out. Why don't you go say hello?The last time I said hello to a girl in a place like this, she thought I was coming on to her and blow me off before I had a chance to introduce myself. Tim 的话语中说到 come on to her. Come on to her 是什么意思呢？今天我们就来学习 come on to somebody 这个短语。Come on to somebody 的意思是to behave in a way that shows somebody that you want to have a sexual relationship with them. 翻译为勾引、勾搭，想与其发生性关系。我们再来看几个例句。Kim is so pretty that guys come on to her all the time. They don't really care whether or not she has a personality. Kim 太漂亮了。那些男的总是爱挑逗他，他们才不管这个人如何呢。 I can't believe she came on to you. She is a married man. 我简直不敢相信他会挑逗你，因为他已经结婚了。在这个句子中 married 是一个过去分词，是 marry 的过去分词，在这里做定语。She didn't even know he was coming on to her till he got to his place. 她甚至到了她的住处才知道她准备挑逗她。那么男生在日常生活中可不要轻易对一个 lady 说 come on to her, 否则会显得自己很没有修养，让别人看不起的哦。在此 Julia 提醒大家，Come on to somebody 作为挑逗、调情、勾引、勾搭这个意思的话呢，是一种非正式用语。我们在写作文的时候呢，应该用标准的书面英语来表述。那么用标准书面英语如何说呢？请跟 Julia 一起大声说 Please speak out with meThe last time I said hello to a girl in a place like this, she thought I was flirting with her. She thought I was flirting with her. Come on to her. 在这里呢，可以用 flirt with, flirt with, F-L-I-R-T, W-I-G-H, flirt with 这个短语来替代。好了，我们今天的学习就到此结束吧。Tim 究竟为何不愿意去和那位女生打招呼的原因，在我们明天的学习中就会知道了。That's all for today. See you next time.